This is the Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast, where we show up as we are and have fun in business. Join the confidence coach, Susan Axelrod, and media mogul and media coach, Cornelia Stephanie, as they focus on women's entrepreneurship, empowering female entrepreneurs. They speak about infusing financial and emotional self-confidence in business while making your offer, being intentional and purposeful with what you want to bring to fruition. Are you a woman who radiates wealth? Join Cornelia and Susan here as they have fun in business. Hello, friends. Welcome to Women Who Radiate Wealth. Hello, friend Cornelia. How are you today?
I'm so happy to see you, Susan. I'm so happy to be with you today.
I just love our conversations. I really do. And, you know, today, just to share with our listeners and our viewers, Cornelia and I started this podcast with the tagline, showing up as you are and having fun in business. And when we created this podcast originally together, when we started co-hosting this podcast, we agreed that we were not going to create some long, detailed, pre-scripted conversation, but that rather every time we did the podcast, we would resonate with what is happening in life and business. And that is how we came up with the conversation today. Today, we are talking about being a person of your word. Now, I want to say that this was on Cornelia's mind. So, Cornelia, why don't you get us started in this conversation?
Wow. I feel like I'm still a little bit hot about it. Meaning that it's an issue that I see where people will say something to you. Maybe it's your clients, maybe it's people that you're working with, maybe it's people in your family, maybe it's people that say something to you. Yes, I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to submit this to you. Yes, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going to pay you this. Yes, I'm going to do that. And then they don't follow through. And, you know, so then when that is seen, and if it's people that's within your inner circle, clients within your inner circle, which it happens because we're all growing to realize that this is an important piece that we want to be honoring our word. First, the word and the commitment that we make to ourselves, but then also the communication we have with each other, with our clients, with our friends, with our family. And when we give our word, that people can rely on that, and that people can trust that, that you can trust that, that you can go to bed at night and you can feel really good about, yeah, I followed through on all of the things that I said that I was going to do. And even if I can't get it all done or whatever, that's okay. But that at least I communicated and said, I haven't forgotten about you yet. I'm on it. It's just I'm overcommitted or I've got too many things, but I'm going to get to it. And this is important. It's important because I just see it a lot. And truly in business relationships right now, like when there's so many people out in the marketplace, people that they're coaches and entrepreneurs and people that are looking for people to hire, you know, it's important because I'm not going to refer a person to anyone unless I can really say that they're true to their word. I just won't. So I won't do it. I have a couple people right now that this is played out, and I wouldn't give them a referral for that reason. So that's why I want to talk about it.
It's so important. So there's so much here. It's hard for me to know where to start, but I want to give a shout out to my sister who joined us, Cornelia, and her comment is this: setting standards and living up to them. So she's doing some work on this, both in life and in business. And she and I have been talking quite a bit about setting standards. And for you, as the consummate professional you are, Cornelia, and you and I talk about this all the time, our word is our reputation. So I remember a time that I showed up nearly late for a podcast that you and I were doing on Transformation Talk Radio. And Jacob, the producer, said, you know, that's not like Susan, right? And you said, oh, no, we know she'll be here because of being a person of my word. Now, there's two things I want to call out here, Cornelia. Number one, okay, I'm just going to do them in no order, but number one is one of the things I've learned from you. I am a person with high expectations, and you know what I'm going to say, Cornelia. I have said this to you. Cornelia, how do you deal with it when somebody doesn't do what they said they would? I've watched you. I've learned from you when you say, you know, people work on their own time frame. You give grace. You give grace so often for the evolution of what a person may be going through. So that's one thing. The other thing is this. Sometimes people are struggling with their inner child. And the reason they don't show up, the reason they can't be true to their word, is from some stickiness inside. So what do you think about both those things?
Well, I do believe that there's a leak. There's a leak, you know, and may leak to the inner child that's sabotaging. You know, one of the inner childs that is sabotaging that experience. And so the story might be that, you know, there might be some sort of story attached to that, and that could be true. And then at the same time is when the grace that is offered, you can feel it when a person is sincere. You can feel it. I can feel when people are sincere and when they really want to show up and they really try. And then also by them taking ownership. I'm sorry that I didn't, you know, I didn't follow through, or I'm sorry that I didn't complete this as this is an area I'm working on right now. And that's taking ownership. And when they take ownership, my gosh, it's like, that's like you have somebody that's not denying that, hey, there's a leak here and there's something that I'm working on. And I know this, it's something. And thank you for being patient and for offering grace. But it's the people that don't recognize it at all, but they're going to be the first ones that are on Facebook or on any type of social media and wondering why people are not responding to them. Mm. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. They're the first ones by going, hey, can I get some support here? Hey, can I get some support here? But they're not the ones that are following through on it. So that mirror is showing up for them so that they can really feel what it feels like when you don't, you know. So that's one area. And really, it's like, what kind of world in business do we want to create? And we want people. I know this about you. You and I absolutely 100% know that I can rely on you. That I can depend on you. I know that you will be there. I know that you are a person of your word. I know that I would put my hand in fire for that. I know that.
Yeah. And of course, right? Vice versa.
You know, I know that. It's like, and so that's why it's like, oh, hands down, you're going to want to hire that person. So in a crowded marketplace, when people are looking for referrals and word of mouth or whatever, they're building businesses, they're creating impact, creating legacies. Who do you think I'm going to refer to someone? Mm-hmm. The person that hands down that I know they're going to be there, because I want the person that's coming to me that says, hey, Cornelia, can you refer somebody to me? Or what do you think about this? I want to put my, you know, give you the best. I want to give you the best. I don't want to give you somebody where I'm not really sure.
Right. Well, it's your reputation. I mean, it's our reputation on the line. You know, to this point, Cornelia, we talk weekly in the single most amazing mastermind in the online business model today, the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group Weekly Mastermind, 2-hour weekly mastermind. We talk about the synergy and joint outcomes of advertising the KS Media Group app. And so to the point of being a person of my word, Tuesday, as you know, I looked into the camera and I said to everybody, do more. And so being that it's January 27th today, on the day that we're recording this podcast conversation, and the end of the month is almost here, I got on and I created my, you know, my own promotional little Zoom video, because I guess I want to say I care. And most of all, I want to say that I benefit from that group too. So I'm giving, I'm receiving, and I'm giving.
Well, and everything that you do, Susan, is for the win-win of everyone. Everything you do. You're such a beautiful philanthropist in everything that you do. It's everything that you engage with has that same energy, and that is the generosity of giving, and you want to support. It doesn't matter if it's a video, if it's a phone call, if it's a Zoom call, if it's a private call, if it's a Facebook Live. It doesn't matter what it is, because with all of it, you always show up in the same way of that you want everyone to win and rise into their highest and best and greatest.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, as you were saying that, I'm thinking that's interesting, because it is in the giving that we receive. And that's where your word does really show up. Because the people who are not really true to their words, they have, you know, they're not even meeting their own standards or the standards of the other. In the engagement. And then, you know, you just don't have that good win-win or reciprocity, or as I call it, synergistic outcomes, which are exponential, right?
The other thing that, you know, like you hear me talk about this in the meetings, that I have a policy, and my policy is really pretty simple, that 24 hours, if there's any type of energy coming at me in 24 hours, whether it's any type of social media engagement or anyone that has a request of me or sends me an email or a client or something like that, even if I was working in a store and a person came to me, even, you know, no matter what, I'm going to respond to the energy that's there, what's there. And so doesn't mean that I'm going to do all of the things, but I'm going to respond to what came in today. And that's the thing. So my 24-hour turnaround to come back to let the person know, hey, I got your email. Thanks so much for connecting. I'm going to get back to you soon. That's such an honoring of, and that's, again, we're creating the world we want to live in. What kind of businesses do we want to have? What kind of relationships do we want to have? What kind of circles and bonds do we want to make? And we are in business. So for us to be who it is that we say we are, to be women of our word, to be consultants and business owners of our word, we have to be the example of it. So we have to be standing at the front line. And of course, everything that's not that will, of course, not be, you know, a match. I want to talk about a meeting I had this morning with one of our founding members, Alicia. So, you know, she's going to be now, she's so ridiculously awesome. It's insane. I'm just like, oh my God, where have you been? It's like, this is so great. She's our face, our model for, you know, our advocate for, to have a very seamless, very clean app. So we're going to be doing some upgrades, and you're going to love it what she put together. So it was interesting. We had that meeting at 9 o'clock this morning. We talked about what her ideas are, what she sees, what she wants to put forth. And then she told me, she goes, when we get off, I'm going to type up everything. You're going to have that. I'm going to type it all up, and I'm going to give it to you so that you can submit it to the developer. Okay. So within like an hour, I got this whole bulleted thing that talked about the language exactly in technology and everything. All I have to do is now send it forward to the developer. And Susan, you're going to love it. So what the whole thing is about when you go then to the app, what we're working on is, you know, that home page there where it says mm-hmm. track now the books. And then there's another thing that it says on the app there. Oh, it says track now and topics. So we're going to try to get those changed to track now is going to be the universal question. And topics is going to be us.
Well, here's the example with this busy professional, Alicia, who gave her time to you. You must have either spontaneously or had a scheduled meeting. And then you talked on topic. And I don't know her well, but I've observed her. I know she stayed on topic. And then when she said that to you, I'll get that to you. This is really where, you know, she could have said, I'll have it to you next week, or I'll have it to you then, whenever she said she could get it to you. But she just said, I'll have it to you. And so for you, in your business model, where the app is an important part of your business model, you know, to be able to rely on her word that she said, I'll get it to you. And then an hour later, you had it. That's what we're talking about. For anyone listening to us who's in business, if it's ever happened to you, this in this exact example where someone said, I'll get it to you, and you don't get it, you don't get it, you don't get it. And now you're like, what happened to that thing?
Yeah. And then that's one thing. And then even when somebody says, yes, I'll pay you. And then let's just say you're the one that's going to say to somebody, yes, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
And then you're stalling, or you're not paying, or you're not doing something. It's an energy leak, because you have to look at it like this. Do you want to be on the receiving end of ignoring the energy? That's really what it comes down to. Do you want to be on the receiving end of it? So if the tables were turned, and if you want to get paid, and you want your accounts receivable to be up to date, and your clients are telling you, I'm going to pay you, are you following that same example? And
now we're going back to my sister's comment about setting standards and the paying, getting paid. And I'll tell you something you don't know, that 10 minutes before we got on, I had emailed the fabulous Trish Campbell, who is the author of Love Me. This is Trish. But behind the scenes, because she has absolutely nothing else to do, she also supports the KS Media Group app. And so I emailed her and I said, hey, Trish, I want to hire you for an hour to help me go through all this information. I feel confused, but she already gives so much. So I said, can I hire you for an hour? And so she was like, yes, of course. Thank you for offering to hire me. Right. And then here's the PayPal link. I'm available on Monday, whatever. So boom, I paid it right away. You know, she gives us a ridiculous rate. I'm like, thank you. Let's do this. Yeah. And so now, per what you're saying, that was good karma for me, for it coming back to me, baby.
Because that's who you are, Susan. It's, yeah. You know, it's going to point it down to, because we're talking about being a person of your word. And so the word could be money. The word could be payment. The word could be energy. It doesn't matter what it is, because it's all energy. But being a person of your word, it's all about how you respond and show up for what it is that you're creating. It's your life. It's your best life. And so, you know how I'm always talking to the entrepreneurs about looking at their money, looking at their energy. What are you bringing in? Don't not look at your receivables. Don't not look at your expenses. Look at everything that you're bringing in. Get excited about it. Put this on the books and that kind of thing. It's all energy. And when it's time to, you know, put that bill out to your client or whatever, you know, celebrate the people that will immediately make a payment. I mean, I have that. That's a really good, it's like, wow, that's like, and would you believe, I have to tell you two things really quick. So the other day I invited someone into the app, a founding member, to come in. And, you know, our fee is a founding member fee, $500 to, and then be part of the mastermind. Ridiculous. Everything that they're getting, right, is ridiculous. Good. And yeah. So the lady, before we got off, she says to me, by the way, before we get, she goes, yes. And please send me the bill immediately. I want to pay it right now. Like right now. So I, before I even sent her a welcome email, like welcome, I sent her the bill and immediately it was done like that. So those are also good things. And then when there's also the space with seeing people not show up in their word, I pull it back onto myself and I look at myself and I say, where in my life am I still seeing this? Where am I still seeing that example of, am I not being true to myself? Where can I be better? So like, for instance, did I go for my walk today and I really wanted to be that person of my word, right? This is the kind of energy. When you can check and know that, yep, I am. I'm showing up all the places where I'm saying for myself, we're all one. And so it's always a reflection. And then you've got the people that are going to either take ownership and say, yep, I know this is an area I'm working on it. Then we can offer grace. And other people that just show themselves and it's like, well, I don't want to work with you anyway, or I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, this is really big. Now I really feel the energy, and I'm not talking about a person that I know in particular, but I feel that energy of the person who just doesn't. Like, didn't do that. Want to do that, wish I could do that, should do that. But now I really feel what we're talking about. Like, I do that. So I actually walked two dogs today, mine and my friend's, because she's out of town. Now, it's not about perfection. No. It's not about perfection. It's about showing up in life every day, who you want to be and how you want to be. And that really, I love, again, I'm calling it out again. I've watched you. I've learned from you. I may be like, Cornelia, am I irate over this person, blah, who didn't do this and didn't say that. And you're like, well, you know, we're going to give them a little grace. Everybody has a different timeline. Everybody has different, you've said to me many times, Cornelia, people have different things going on in their life. But now we're really in the energy of, how do you show up? What is your word to yourself?
So and that's, I think it comes down to what is that? And I think as we're growing, going to 2022, you know, you're going to see a lot. You're going to see a lot. It's going to be very, very clear, the people that are going to show up and the people that don't. It's going to be really clear because it's undeniable. It's like, because we know this is the year of sobriety. We need to be sober and authentic and committed and all in there. It's just, this is the year. It's no joke. It's intense. It's real. We're putting the foundations down. It's on, you know?
It's on. I wish I wasn't sitting captive in this space, because I'd be like, woohoo, let's do this. No, it really is on. And you know what, Cornelia, you know what's so funny about listening to you is, like, you and I and several of the people in our cohort, look at how much we've already done just in the month of January. It's like, oh, I'm tired already.
I know. I totally feel like, what? Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's like when I looked at the calendar, it's only the 12th or like the 15th or whatever. Oh my God. Right. And like, now I do feel like, when was Christmas? What?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me what? You know, and I'm so glad. Oh my God. Am I so glad that I took that time? Oh my God. Even more so. I mean, I stocked up on the reserve, but I noticed coming back into mid-January for me, I had a little bit more on than I would have liked. And so I definitely scaled back my calendar for February and part. is because we are receiving greater frequencies right now, and we need to be able to also assimilate this energy into our bodies and into to really be calm and reduce the anxieties and the stress and everything, because there's so much changing that, you know, we have to stay neutral and not be taken out of our creator states of being, meaning falling victim, falling prey, falling whatever, but that really stand strong in our sovereignty to know that, you know, we're the ones that are creators of this, you know, life right now. And that, yep, there's going to be things in the world that are going to be changing, and we may not know anything, you know, whatever, but what you can do is work on what you're working on. And that is to be peaceful and to be, you know, in your own inner strength and intentional and purposeful, creating the life that you want. One other thing I want to say, I had such a fun thing happen the other day that, because this is also about having fun in business, right? You're going to meet Phil in our next mastermind meeting. He is a financial advisor, and this is really great, right? So it was really interesting because there's a community called Alignable. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have.
Actually, yes. Susan, you know, we this is something that I'm actually going to be focusing on a little bit more. I'm going to go more a little bit in Alignable now, and I'm going to be working a little bit over there and putting more intention in that area, because here's what happened. So Phil writes a message on Alignable about, you know, what his business is and what he does. And he basically talked about, you know, back in 2020, when all the small businesses were going under, his company was giving more capital to the small business owners and consultants, helping them to stay afloat and this and that. He talked about that, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's really great. It was really clean. And so then I just messaged him back and I said, I really like what you're up to, right? I wrote to him and I told him, do we still have time to finish the story?
Yes, we have a few more minutes. Yeah.
Okay. I wrote him back and I said, you know, I really like what you're up to. And then he wrote back. And so next thing you know, what happened is we end up making an appointment. So it was just very, and I thought to myself, maybe I need to make an appointment with him, because maybe I do want to take some greater risks this year with different things. And maybe I should talk to him about having that capital right there so that I can go, bam, right? And I thought to myself, okay, let me look into this. And so I'm going in with the intention of that. That was my intention. So, and it was so perfect because he was a man of his word. So I responded, like within 24 hours, he wrote back. I responded within 24 hours. It was just very seamless, very great, very great. So next thing you know, I said, yeah, I would love to have an appointment with you. We put an appointment on the books for like 2 days ago or whatever. And we end up meeting. And then next thing you know, he asks me about myself and about my business. And then I start talking to him about the app. And guess what happened, Susan? What happened was he said, I want to be a founding member. And then, you know, he goes and send me the bill, and I'm looking forward to the community. And so I never got a chance to talk to him about what I wanted to do. It was like that. It was like that.
And it was in alignment. And I just want to say, Cornelia, I was here sitting in this spot when you called in a person in the financial field. You said, I want a person in the financial field in the app. And at the right time, the right person showed up. But I do want to also say that was your word, actually. At that time, you said to me, I want a realtor. You got Rosita. You said, I want somebody in the financial services. And Phil showed up. That really is paying attention to your word also.
Yeah. And then, you know, Dr. Brooke now is coining her second podcast. You're going to hear a lot more about it crypto proctor, and she's educating all of those women that are ready to jump in on the crypto boom that has already begun to take off. There's so much to learn by that, but I also called that in, but I didn't know it was going to be within our own community, that it was going to be Dr. Brooke that was going to be the educator, and that is just like blowing our socks off. But so we've got that. I'm still waiting patiently for the yoga person.
And did you say yoga, Y-O-G-A?
Yes, I'm still waiting patiently.
I didn't know you were waiting for a yoga person.
I called in the yoga. I'm still waiting for the yoga and the fitness because we need that.
I know I'm going to call my friend from college and see she's interested. Yeah.
You know, so we need a fitness and we need a yoga person, you know, because we want to have both. So there's lots of room. We don't have that. But now, and then a lawyer. We need a lawyer too. A new earth lawyer. So that, you know, that serves our community and is there for us in ways that we need sometimes.
Well, this is another way of being true to one's word. There's the word that we give to others. I'll pay you, I'll call you, I'll show up, I'll do something for you, and being true to that word. And then there's the word to oneself for one's own best life and best business. And that's what we're sharing with you now. We're calling out the word on a couple of people we need. And I really just love this conversation. So our time has come to an end. And I'm already looking forward to our next conversation, Cornelia. Women who radiate wealth. I think you and I do that very well.
As always. Thank you so much for assisting and creating impact, empowering and inspiring in you the way that you so brilliantly do, Susan.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's my pleasure. I love you, friend.
Love you.
All right. See you next time. Bye-bye.